At Staples, we have the experience and expertise to keep your facilities clean and safe, with over 5,000 professional-grade facilities and cleaning products in stock every day. And with next-day delivery available to over 98% of the U.S., you get what you need when you need it. Our experts can help you solve tough challenges, too. They average over 15 years of facilities experience, so you can be sure they understand your needs. That's the Staples Business Advantage. Sign up at staplesbusinessadvantage.com.
Jesse Kelly here. If given the choice between financial stress or peace of mind, I will always choose peace of mind. In today's world filled with inflation worry, bank closures, market instability, and the current global economic environment, peace of mind is everything to me. That's why I have secured gold and silver from Oxford Gold Group. Having precious metals in your home safe or in your 401k/IRA should be considered for your investment strategy. Simply put, it's a portfolio protection plan. Whether you are a savvy investor or you are just curious how gold and silver can help you gain peace of mind, call my friends at the Oxford Gold Group. Securing your IRA or 401k with real gold and silver is as easy as 1, 2, 3. One app, one call, and you pick your precious metals. That's it. You now own real precious metals just like I do. Call Oxford Gold today and ask about exclusive free bonus opportunities. Call 833-901-COIN. 833-901-COIN. That's 833-901-COIN.
Hi, this is Donna Lynn, and welcome to my Hot Wife Podcast. Well, hello, everybody. This is Donna Lynn, and welcome to my Hot Wife Podcast. And here I am with my wonderful husband, Vince.
Hey.
Hey, you sound exciting. Hey. A little different than the last show, huh? I mean, that was early morning and coffee.
I'm actually kind of awake now.
Yeah.
It's actually the end of the day. I'm kind of winding down.
Yep. We have something a little more appropriate to drink.
Coffee is appropriate in the morning.
In the morning, yeah. but not in the evening. No.
Well, no, then I'll be up and
up all night. We don't want that.
Nope. So anyway, tonight or today's or this show, right. Let's put it that way, I guess. We're recording this on Monday, and it's going to get posted on a Thursday.
Okay.
This comes in from a listener.
Yes.
Actually asked us. And again, if you have things you want to ask us to talk about or questions for us or whatever, go to hotwifepodcast@gmail.com. Again, also, you can find not only that, but you can find all the all the outlets for Donna at hotwifedonnalynn.com. And you can find all the links for everything. Anyway, this gentleman asked us, or woman, I don't know, the name goes both ways.
Whatever.
I'm assuming it was a man, I don't know.
That doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't, not at all. It's, men, women can have whatever fetishes they want, Anyway, wanted us to talk more about the step-mom, step-grandmom fetish.
That's a really popular one, strangely enough.
Yeah.
Strangely enough, I know we touched upon.
And it has to be, right. By porn law, has to be step has to be in there.
Yes.
Okay. Otherwise, it would be illegal incestuous stuff. Yes. In all honesty, it's probably the way most likely you would be attracted to your grandmother's or mom would be if they were a step, because your dad married someone.
It's like a second wife or whatever. I hope that's the way it would go. But
again, the fetish does go the other way. Mm. Women could fantasize about their stepfather, their step-grandfather, and even I've seen on the internet step-brothers.
Yes, I've seen that too.
So, I mean, the whole step fetish.
Oh, yeah. There's sites that have a whole category called step fantasy. So that's... And they use it as step fantasy just to, make it all legal and so it's not incestuous.
Yeah. And so the fetish or the interest, it's still a fetish.
Right.
I don't know. It, it, there is a slight level of eroticism there, but I don't, since I don't have a stepmother or a step-grandmother, and the mother and grandparents I had were not remotely attractive. I mean, my mom was a very attractive woman when she was younger.
Sure.
But again, she's my mom, so I didn't find her attractive, you know. But, you know, I don't think I could. No, I know I couldn't.
No, but this is the fantasy.
Yeah, no, the fantasy is erotic of sorts, I guess.
It's the taboo. We talked about this on another show called the when we did the new taboo, and the whole step fantasy was part of
that. There was one
that.
Of them. Yeah.
You know, it's the taboo of you're being naughty with somebody you're not supposed to be being naughty with.
Well, it's a taboo. You always want what you can't have.
And that's true, too. We've talked about that.
Plain and simple.
So, yeah.
No, I mean, I want a Ferrari. Why? Because can't have one. Can't afford one. Can't drive it on the roads around this area.
You know, so that makes you want it more, huh?
You know, I just drive it fast enough it'll glide over those potholes. And, yeah, won't be able to get it up my driveway. But
that's pretty much it.
Yeah. So, I guess the fantasy, I'm again trying to dive into it with someone who doesn't have it. Is it that aspect of you want what you can't have in the aspect of, you know, we'll back up. Let's pretend I'm 18.
Okay.
Yeah, just keep it legal.
Okay.
And I have a hot stepmom or a step-grandmother. The taboo-ness of it, mm-hmm. that like, oh, I want to fuck them so bad or whatever. Mm-hmm. And they don't know it. Or do they? Or is it the other aspect where the stepmom or grandmother or stepfather or stepbrother, whatever, grandfather even, I guess, is like you could tell they're looking at, you know, you, whichever one you are, and want to be attracted, you know, mm-hmm. like I'm going to be dessert.
Yeah, that's, I
mean, let's put you in this scenario. Okay, let's pretend that you were, let's put you at the age of 20. Mm-hmm. Pretend you're still living at home. Mm-hmm. Your mother divorced or whatever, your father.
Right.
Your mother marries a guy. How much older was your mom than you?
22 years.
Okay, so you're 20. So let's say she'd be 40.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so she either remarried or was even dating, let's say married, a guy that was 40 or maybe even 35.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty close.
And happened to be in great shape and was, you know, I mean, your mom, the picture I saw your mom when she was younger, she was incredible.
She did some weird things with the hair, but it was the 50s. Well, she was very slender.
Some of the early ones, she was really gorgeous. I mean, you know. So if you had a stepfather that was, you know, you're 20, so you're legal.
Sure.
He's 35. Within striking distance.
Yeah.
You know, and he's in great shape, and we'll do it from your end. How's that? So you can answer it.
Sure.
So, you know, he's out back working, building, whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
So he's out there without a shirt on. He's got great chest and abs and muscles. He's getting all sweaty and stuff, you know.
Yeah, I guess I'd be looking at him.
Yeah, okay.
Definitely, yeah.
And then, you know, thinking, you know, there's a lot of avenues you could take with that. It's like, okay, if I fuck him, am I going to be better than my mom? Is he going to want me instead of my mom?
Yeah, it could get ugly. That's why it's
we're not getting into reality. It's all fantasy.
It's all fantasy.
Well,
if you go fantasy, but maybe mom and daughter will share him.
Well, I mean, maybe, yeah.
you know, it's like,
you know, I mean,
it could go a whole bunch of different ways.
You know, and again, I mean, you've had a few guys that you shot with that they are bigger. You know, is that one of the reasons maybe younger guys like the older woman, is it kind of has that fantasy without saying it, might be in their head?
Oh, sure. Somebody else pointed out was the whole Oedipus complex. So maybe that's part of it, especially with the younger guys and, you know, the whole mom figure.
Okay, let's just play devil's advocate.
Okay.
Let's pretend someone doesn't know what the Oedipus complexes.
Oh,
I mean, I thought it was down by the stadiums in the Philly, no, but no, I went down there.
It was
there.
A play written by Shakespeare. It was about a fortune teller tells this wealthy couple that their son that's going to be born is the fortune is he's going to end up killing his mother and marrying or killing his father and marrying his mother. So to get around that, they give him up for adoption. I'm cutting to the chase here. There's a lot of ins and outs of this. Mean the son grows up, blah blah blah. He's on his way to go to another kingdom. He meets a warrior on the road. They have a confrontation. He kills the warrior. He goes to that kingdom, and then there's their law. He's allowed to marry the queen. So he marries the queen. Unbeknownst to him, the queen he marries was his mother. The warrior he shot, killed on the road was his father.
Oh.
So that's the whole Oedipus complex. Okay. That's what that means. It's from that whole story. So and I cut it really short, and there's a lot of, sorry if I really butchered it, but I didn't want to.
No, it's a short, that's the
that's the
Cliff Notes
Cliff
version.
Notes version, not even that.
Not enough to fill you in, but not enough to pass the test.
Not even enough. But, and I never really thought of it that way, you know, but I guess there is that whole, you know, deep underlying connection, as taboo as it is, of wanting your mother. And there's a lot of guys, when I was doing a lot of like weird, the webcam things, a lot of them wanted that whole stepmommy theme.
Yeah, see, a lot of them. I guess for me, it was always like, there was a couple women my mom had as friends
that
I always thought were hot.
Right, right. That's almost as taboo.
You know, but it was never my mom or, you know.
No, that's too close for comfort for me. But definitely.
I didn't even think of it. It just wasn't.
Right, right. It's just,
something
just,
that.
Yeah.
But, you know, everyone's different.
But friend, you know, mom's friend, well, that's
oh, yeah.
That's fine. That's all right.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it's like,
you know, mom, brother's friends, you know? Yeah, that's fine. And still, I mean, still, you know, has a level of eroticism. It's still a little taboo, you know?
Did you ever do anything with any of your brother's friends?
No, not really. They weren't interested in me at all.
Okay.
No, not even a little bit. I was the nerdy little sister, so they, even though it was funny because they were, my brother's friends were all my age. He was actually older, but they just looked at me as the nerdy little sister and didn't really have anything to do with me.
Yeah, so. I mean, there's only, what, 2 or 3 years between your brother, wasn't
yeah,
that a big difference?
Yeah, so. Not a huge difference, but still, I was a nerdy little sister, so they're just.
Yeah.
So I could never be cool. So, and that's how it goes.
Yeah, I had a couple of my sisters. My sister's 5 years younger than I am. A couple of her girlfriends were like really, really flirty with me.
Mm-hmm. I can see that.
They were underage. I mean, I still was too at the time. But it's like, I mean, and the one had an incredible body on her.
Oh wow!
Oh my God! And she was wearing like back when Baywatch was popular. She had one of those red Baywatch bathing suits. And this is a girl who at the time was probably 15.
Right.
So I was above 18 at that point. And she's outside fucking sunbathing with my sister. And, I mean, you know, thongs weren't a thing then.
Right, yeah.
And but she got up and like, she flipped over and like, she tucked it up her ass cheeks. I was like, oh, dear God. I almost felt like Fast Times at Ridgemont High, you know, where he's like, oh, goddamn. But
I guess if people haven't watched that movie, maybe they should dig it out.
I watched it last night.
You told you it's
unwatchable.
It's unwatchable.
Now.
Oh, that's a shame. Sometimes the old ones are
just
so
the acting is so bad. Yeah, it's just, you know.
Is that the one with the Lassie and the?
No, that's Porky's.
That's Porky's. Yeah. Oh, so that's another one I need to revisit.
Yeah.
I always say I'm Lassie because when I come, I'm a screamer, and they're always like shoving socks in her mouth or whatever.
Well, I don't know if we talked about it on the last show. At the party, like we talked about when I came downstairs without anybody, I just came downstairs, sitting on the couch. You were already down there with the first playmate.
Right, right.
And you were around the corner, and I didn't come to look. I didn't, you know.
You could hear me.
Oh, I heard everything, yeah. And the thing is, the group that was down there kind of migrated over and were standing outside the door watching.
Yeah, there's no disguising that. I try to
No, don't be. Well, you heard the women I was with.
They were all giggling, and it was all cute and
no, the one giggle, the one giggle.
Well, there's a couple gigglers in there, but giggling in a good way because
it got to the point they were so sensitive they were laughing.
But
anyway, I have a fascination with older women than myself.
Right.
I have a hard time, I guess, putting that connotation to it of grandmother or stepmom. But I mean, at this age, I'm 57. If I said grandmother, she'd be fucking 90. So,
yeah, isn't that the truth?
And of course, my mom is almost 80, so it'd be more than that. But
it always amazes me because I'm 62, and when I'm doing all the webcam things, how many guys are just really into that whole the whole mommy fetish, you know, when they're like, hey, mommy, if we do a video chat, will you call me, you know, son, can I call you mommy? Yeah, hell yeah, go for it. Mm-hmm. I don't have a problem with that.
Okay, so let's look at it in reverse view.
Okay.
As a woman who could be considered a stepmom, step-grandmom, is it arousing for you with these younger guys being turned on by you? Does that add a little level of fetish for you?
Absolutely. Like,
you know, I can make this 20-year-old get rock hard.
I always have
and pop pretty quickly, usually.
sometimes no. But yeah, they're, you know, especially when they're like, well, you know, I'm 20, whatever. I'm 25, I'm 26. And I'm like, oh, I'm freaking 62. I'm definitely old enough to be your grandmother. Your mother is probably 20 years younger than I am. But yeah, it's arousing. It's fun. It's, you know, strokes your tail feathers. It's an ego boost. It's, you know, so it's all good. I mean,
sure,
it's fun. It's erotic.
Yeah, again, as long as everyone's of age.
Everyone's of age. We're all good here.
And everyone's consenting.
Yep. Let's just get that out there. But yeah, it's I just marvel at the interest of it, though. How many guys are really into it? I really would love to, like, ask them, like, what the interest is. But, you know, during a webcam, I can't, I really can't do that.
Yeah, again, I mean, the only way I could embrace it or try to, be interested in it personally is, again, it'd have to be the stepmom aspect.
Sure.
That, you know, okay, my dad married a woman younger than he is, but
right.
older than I am.
Right.
And she looks incredible.
Exactly.
You know? And with that, I guess technically, if he married that woman, his new mother-in-law
right.
would be my step-grandmother, and she'd have to be hot.
Right, exactly.
You know? Like my great-grandfather, he actually married a woman, his second wife was 25 years younger.
Whoa,
which back in, you know, those, you know, 1700s was very taboo.
Yeah, I get that.
You know what I'm talking about, the one that lived up,
my God.
Yeah, she was 25, that's why he died so much before she did.
Right.
Yeah, they were 25 years difference.
What do you have to talk about? I mean, that's a whole generation and a half right there.
I don't know. I wasn't there. I mean, I knew her for, you know, a handful of years before she passed. But I never met him.
Right.
But, hey, God bless him. I mean, I don't know. Maybe he was packing the sausage. I don't know.
Maybe. You
know? And maybe she, you know, again, as much of a Bible banger she claimed to be, I don't know.
I don't know, man.
How much she got to use it. So.
I don't know. I have a story. This is a real true story. When I was dancing one of the clubs out there.
One of the clubs.
He was a DJ, and he had a female friend there. They're fuck buddies, you know. And he told me all kinds of things what they would do. He said one time he was fucking on top of the dryer, blah blah blah. Long story short, their parents, like I think it was like his dad ended up marrying her mom, or vice versa. And it was like, and now the parents are like, now look, you know, and they knew that they were kind of like dating, and you know, I mean, they're friends. They were like,
it's still legal. Don't even step.
The parents were like, and you can't do that anymore. They're like, why not? Why can't we do this? We've been doing this for years.
We're step. We're not anything. Yeah.
Oh, technically, yes. There's no.
I think legally they're allowed to because there's not a bloodline there.
Yeah, I wouldn't. I think socially it's kind of like unacceptable, but legally there's nothing.
But
wrong.
Is it?
I don't know.
I mean, don't get me wrong. People are going to turn their there's some people turn their nose up at all sorts of shit. You
yeah,
know?
It's true. But
you, know, you eat vanilla ice cream, oh, you know, whatever. But you know, according to our president, we chocolate mint chocolate chip or chocolate chip, fucking asshole. Anyway, this is not a political show.
Let's keep it sexy, dear. Yeah, keep it sexy.
Yeah. I'm too sexy. Anyway, but yeah, no, that would be perfectly fine because there's not a bloodline there.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. It's just, it was funny how that just all kind of worked out. It kind of like
I'm sure that's happened more than once.
Oh, sure. Sure. That's the only
story
I know.
If two people are dating or whatever, and one's mom's single and one's dad's single, and they happen to meet, and right. say, you know, the old typical, you know, 60s movies, the sparkles and the fucking
yeah,
eyes
yeah.
and
yeah.
the chirping and shit, you know. But, yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe my fascination with more mature women, especially when I was younger, was just the same, but without recognizing it as a. Yeah, I never wanted someone to call me.
Call her mommy now.
Yeah, I never wanted to call anyone mommy or anything, but never wanted to be breastfed. But
no.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
what was your fascination with older women?
Well, one, I think I don't act it, but I think I'm probably more mature at the time than most of my friends.
Yeah, you definitely don't act it.
No.
not even a little bit, babe. Not even a little bit.
I don't try to. But just, I don't know, there's something more. Younger women, like I said, 20-year-old women should look like 20-year-old women.
Sure.
Most of them don't look like they should, but anyway. But they play games,
mm-hmm.
you know, there's that, you know, where the mature woman, you can have dialogue with her,
mm-hmm.
you know, she was, you know, again, a woman, I've said it before a bunch of times, you know, they know how to give and receive pleasure better.
Mm-hmm.
You've gotten over the, like, okay, yeah, let's go fuck, what the hell, you know, versus, yeah, I want to fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Wanting and saying, yeah, we can, versus I want to. There's two different things there.
Yes, I agree. I agree.
You know?
And yeah, there's like you've said 1,000 times, there's not the game playing.
Mm-hmm.
We want what we want. If we don't get it, then we just move on. I'm not going to, you know, sugarcoat it. I'm not going to beg. I'm not going to, you know, run around in circles. I'm just not going to be there. So,
fine. I mean, at the party we were just at,
mm-hmm.
okay, there was a spectrum of people. Most of them were, I'd say the youngest couple was in their 40s.
Sure, yeah.
Okay, majority of them were...
50s, 60s?
Mostly 60s. I'd say the average age was in the 60s.
Yep, I was right in there.
Yeah. So, and some of them kept themselves in decent shape, and some not so decent.
Right.
Yeah. You know? And it was all about being real. I mean, I had this talk with Mickey,
mm-hmm.
and I had said how the neat thing was, you know, these are all people that are comfortable in their skin.
Mm-hmm.
And it's their friends, and they, you know, it wasn't so much a party as much as it was a gathering.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and she said that to me, that was cool because, you know, she's been going to some of the clubs more recently,
mm-hmm.
and realizes that it's just a big click kind of a thing. You know, people are very fake.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to fit into the mold that they. And don't get me wrong, as you know, she looks great. She could fit into any clique with that, you know. Now, she's 41,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, there's going to be a portion at these clubs that are, let's say, 25 to 35.
Right.
And we knew a couple, that, you know, he wanted to be part of the pretty people and wanted only younger women and mm-hmm. stuff like that, even though he and his wife didn't fit into that group.
No.
He thought he should be because he had money.
Right.
You know, and I told her, I said, you know, these people are just about, you know, they want to hang out, have conversation before, play if you want to. If you don't want to play, no one's offended.
Right.
You know, and then it's all about the pleasure. It's not about the visual.
Right, right.
You know, and she actually said, I should have gone there instead. So, whatever, next time.
Next time.
Yeah, yeah. So, again, who knows what's going to happen in her life.
Yeah,
so,
sure.
But back to the Fed, I mean... So what would you find more alluring to be, the step-grandmother or the step-mom?
Hmm. Well, probably age-wise, I probably am the step-grandma.
No, I'm not asking that. What do you find?
A more step-mom.
Really? See, I think the step-grandmother. I think it's a little more taboo.
Oh, it's probably definitely more taboo, but, you know, I find it more less alluring, though.
Well, to be, sure. You don't want to think of yourself as a grandmother. Sure, I get that.
Well, no, I mean, it's just...
The new Chevy Silverado HD puts you in command. Own strength with its enhanced available Duramax 6.6-liter turbo diesel V8. Own the lake with its available advanced towing technology. And own technology with an available 13.4-inch diagonal touchscreen. The new Chevy Silverado HD. Own work, own play, own life. Learn more at Chevy.com. Find new roads. Chevrolet.
The grandmother, like you said, is more taboo, but I find the stepmother more alluring.
Yeah?
Yeah. Because it is not so far different in age. And I think somebody with their, reading glasses on and knitting as a grandmother, it's like, that doesn't do it for me. But
no, I don't think of that as a grandmother anymore. That's
very cliche.
That's 60s and...
Hey, there's a lot of people that still knitting stuff.
Yeah.
Crochet and knit and all that.
Yep. So, but yeah, I mean, I think the step grandmother would be, that way it's like, her daughter can't know and his stepmom can't know and his dad can't know.
Yeah, that's definitely more taboo. That's for sure. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Because there's a lot of people, a lot of things in play there that, they can't know. Like you said,
but somehow siblings. When I sit there and think of the step father
right
or step grandfather, that becomes creepy to me.
It becomes creepy to me too. I know that's very sexist. I'm sorry.
Somehow when it's a
older
man, it becomes more of a in my opinion, it becomes more of a predator style thing.
Yeah, I think we've said that before too, and I know that's wrong and whatever, but
I'm just telling you my thoughts. That's all it is. It's our opinion.
Definitely a double standard in my mind.
Yeah, I mean, some people are going to say doing anything step is wrong anyway, but that's
probably
that's an opinion.
We're not doing it. We're just talking about it.
Yeah, we're just talking about this
it.
Topic,
we're not going to jump on the boat right now. Yeah.
Now, does it get wrong if the stepdad is bisexual and wants to have sex with the stepson? I mean, hey.
Hey, whatever. People are all
I'm not judging. I'm just saying. Because in today's world?
It could happen.
Maybe they find out the step-grandmother used to be the step-grandfather.
Oh, dear God.
grandpop's tucking. Or grandma would be tucking.
That might have to go the other way.
I don't know which way it goes. I'm not even in that arena. I don't know. If it was a step-grandmother, if they sell it as a step-grandmother, but grandmom's tucking.
Then she wouldn't have any offspring.
Well, they had it before.
Okay.
When grandma was grandpa, she was dad.
It's too confusing. Too confusing.
Can't tell who the players are without a scorecard.
Yeah, so. We need to have like notes and you need diagrams.
Well,
if
the dad at one point had an offspring.
Right. Okay, then became
the offspring gets older, gets married.
Right.
Meantime, grandmom dies.
Right.
Grandpop now goes, I'm going to recognize myself as a fucking woman. He's tucking and got himself some saggy fake tits.
Saggy ones? That's terrible.
You got to be the grandmother.
They wouldn't be saggy. Not right away.
You can't get saggy implants?
No.
Really?
No.
Just say put the bags in but drain like 3/4 of the fluid out? Really? Can't do that?
Well, maybe if the skin was already loose, they might
sag. Saying. Yeah, whatever.
Put way too much thought into this.
No, there's no thought in it. That's the thing.
You said saggy nipples, saggy breasts. I was like, no, you get implants are usually not saggy.
Well, maybe I'm onto a whole
especially
new
if it's a man going to a
maybe
woman, there's a lot
maybe
of...
Maybe we ought to start doing saggy breast implants. Maybe it's a new, whole new fad.
Just give it a few years.
The perky thing has been done to death. Everybody's doing the perky
thing. Everybody does.
Show me one motherfucker doing the saggy breast implants.
Hey, just give it a few years and it's going to go
I'm
that way
you,
anyway.
They're
going
to call it the Vince.
The Vince? The saggy...
Saggy breast implants.
Did you say
you don't have to charge a third.
You only fill them up halfway.
Can I save up money and get the other thirds put in installments? What did I say? I say so much, it means so little.
Oh, and it wasn't the other day. It's something you used to say to all the time. That's something about droopy nipples.
Droopy nipples, yeah.
Droopy nipples.
Yep. It's like someone is walking across the beach with ski poles.
No. Oh, that's awful. No. Oh.
Well, you know.
Wear a bra, man.
Well, you have a hard time laying, like if you were going to lay down on the beach.
Right.
You have to like dig the sand out for your tits?
I don't know. I haven't laid on the beach in forever.
Work with me here. Okay, you're gonna lay down by our pool where it's hard concrete. You can't lay on your stomach. You can't tan your back.
Why not?
How do you tan your back?
I just lay on my stomach.
Okay, it doesn't hurt to
press on
them? I don't know.
It hurts my knees more than anything. You know,
I have tits, concrete. But they're not fake.
Yeah, you might feel some pressure, but it's not that bad. I mean, I can't lay like that forever, but...
Okay, I'm asking.
Yeah, it's not great. Yeah,
in case I become a step-grandmama, I don't know.
Can you imagine that?
No.
The beard and, you know, chest hair. Hi.
I'm your grandmother.
I'm your grandmother.
I recognize,
I identify
as your grandmother.
Big old fake titties.
I'm just going to go with the ones I have. Moobs.
Moobs. Man boobs. Oh, that's awful. Well. No. Yeah, I don't know where this whole topic is going. It's going into the trash real quick.
I'm almost done my glass of bourbon. That might be why we're going that way. I don't know. And I'm done. Spunk Loop. We have not talked about Spunk Loop.
Oh, shoot.
The winners have gotten their, last month's winners have gotten their Spunk Loop. And
yeah, I think you mentioned
they're all
that
excited
show.
To tell us about it.
Yeah, I hope they
we
use
mentioned it.
It
last show. I'm mentioning it again this show because we're going to come up with a new question.
Something that's a little more.
For four, we're going to give away four more 8-ounce bottles.
Oh, nice.
Okay, so let me see. Let me think of a question that people will have to answer to win. Okay.
Uh-oh.
If you listen to the show before this, how many guys did Donna have sex with?
Ah, there we go. That's an easy one.
No, you were the easy one.
It wasn't that easy.
I was the man whore.
You were the man whore. Let's just say, a little hint, my husband had more than I did.
Yes, I did.
The man whore that he is.
Goddamn right.
He had more women than
I would have doubled your number.
Yes, you would have.
If we didn't leave when we did.
Oh, dear God, it was already
one. No, I'm not arguing. I'm just saying. But
yes.
Because, yeah, she was tied up with that other one other guy. But and I don't mean it figuratively.
You don't mean it figuratively, you don't mean it literally?
I don't mean it literally.
So okay. It could have been as a BDSM part. She could have literally
She has what I'm saying, yeah. But, and then the other woman had gotten her fill before she got to me. And
right.
then said, I'm just too tired. I have to go home.
Right.
So now you played with her husband, didn't you?
Yes. Yes, I did.
Yeah. So. Yeah. I was going to say something.
So. Right.
So, but don't know who's listening. Yeah. No, they were nice people.
Man whore. My husband, the man whore.
I went that on the back of a jersey.
So you're no longer the...
You get the number one on the jersey, and my name on the back would be just man whore. Number one man whore.
Trophy husband be damned, yeah. Is man whore.
Goddamn right. Most people would look at me and would go, really, man whore? It's like, most people don't believe it. So... but
these ladies had fun with you. Okay.
Back to the fetish. I mean, now, you see, none of those women would have qualified to be my mom or stepmom, put it that way. But
no, they're too much in our age group.
Yeah.
They're like, they're peers more than anything.
Yeah, they were within 10 years of my age.
Mm-hmm. You need somebody who's like 20 years older than you.
That'd be 77.
Well.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that would be. Boy, I hope they're taking their vitamins. That's all I can say. Working out religiously.
I don't even know if I know a woman that age that I would consider.
The porn star Charlie Latour was in her 70s. She's passed
now.
Yeah,
she's passed, unfortunately. Sweet woman.
But she was in her 70s, and she was.
Yeah, I would have done Charlie.
Oh,
I could not satisfy Charlie with my dick, but I could have satisfied her orally. Charlie was a size queen.
Yep.
She loved her BBBC. And that's big, big, big black cock.
Well, it could be like RBBC, really big, big black cock.
Yeah. And there's nothing wrong with that.
No, I'm not.
It's just that she was a talented woman.
That's my way.
We heard stories from her significant other, how she would go to these sex clubs or parties.
Right.
And there would be, and again, when she, before she passed, she was in her early 70s, late 60s.
I would say early 70s, yes.
Yeah. She would go to these parties, and there would be 10, 12 BBCs, and she would fuck all of them 2 to 3 times each.
Yep. That's a lot of, I don't know, I want to know what she was taking for her energy. That's what I want to know.
Semen injections.
Yeah, but you have to have the energy to get there.
I just think it was something that was a passion of hers. Well, again, before we got to the party the other night, you were dragging wagon, like, oh, I'm really tired. I hope I have enough energy to stay awake. And you get to the party, and there's the people there and the energy, and it's like, wow, look at her go, you know.
Yeah, it does help, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah, when you're around people.
Yeah, when you're around people, it does help. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But, yeah, see, she would have been one. She definitely would have been one that would have been like a step.
Mm-hmm.
Hot stepmother figure.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, I get the stepmom thing. Yeah, I get that.
Yeah, she definitely would
you
be
can,
there.
You can, again, you could put the scenario to it, like I said, where dad married a hot woman.
Right.
That was either younger or equal age, just hot.
Right.
But the stepsister thing, I get that, you know. But, or even the step-grandmother, because technically the mother-in-law can be, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's a young lady I follow, or I used to follow her on Instagram, and her mom, who's maybe my age, maybe slightly younger.
Mm-hmm.
Mom's fucking hotter than she is, and she's hot.
Wow.
Yeah. And
good jeans.
When she wears them, they are.
And if not, it's even better.
Yeah, well, amen. But, yeah, that'd be a family, like, you know, like, yeah. Well, how about instead of the step, is just mother-in-law legal? I think it is, because that's not blood.
Oh, it's not blood at all, yeah.
Yeah, so, like, you could technically just dream about your mother-in-law or technically your father-in-law.
Technically. Yeah, I don't know what the whole legal ramifications would be, the soil, everything like this, or some kind of...
Well, as long as you're not reproducing, I think technically it's almost all illegal. But it's just you can't marry or reproduce.
Well, that's true. I know.
As long as you're of age and consenting. But, yeah, like, again, my first marriage, my mother-in-law was not hot. I married you. Your mother was dead.
Yeah, not hot.
So she was definitely cold.
She was ashes.
Ashes, yeah. She's never weighed less.
She'd be happy about that.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know about that much less.
Yeah,
but,
well.
It's an interesting concept of... It's mentally arousing to me. I don't know about the physically... arousing for me.
Yeah, I get it. I like the fantasy of it. The reality of it is kind of like, yeah, I don't think so. But
again, you're not in that scenario.
Right.
I mean, like you and I have been exposed to so much in the sexual realm,
right,
between porn, real life, you dancing for 22 years and everything else, everything I've shot, that you sit there and go, okay, takes a little more. It would have to be the person. So
yeah,
it would have to be a stepmom that is not only attractive,
right,
in decent shape, but
she'd
have to be...
super firecracker.
Yeah, like, something, you know, that's
something,
just...
Yeah,
like a great personality,
yeah, yeah,
and has a sexual edge to her.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, just like your normal hausfrau. Mm.
Probably not.
No, not your average Walmart goer. And we go to Walmart, so I'm not,
yeah,
just,
yeah,
saying. Just saying. Not putting Walmarters down, just making a general some.
You know, we're there too.
If you've been to Walmart, you see the average person there. That's all I'm gonna say.
At least I don't go there in my pajama bottoms.
You'd fit right in.
I would, but
except you don't have that many tattoos, and they have all your teeth.
You can't say that about everybody in Walmart. Come on.
Okay, there's two other girls.
I do put like
street. And you speak English, but
most of the time.
Yeah, not well, but.
I'm still learning. I was only born in this country. What do you want?
You still have a couple more years, and you're expected to know it. All right. Well, we beat this topic to death, I think, because it's not something that we're really into, but we kind of covered it. And hopefully, if you've never thought about this fetish, it gives you something to think about, talk about.
If you dare to think about and talk about it.
Good. If you're going to do it, use SpunkLube. Go to SpunkLube.com. It's a great lubricant. It is water soluble. It's non-sticky. You can add a little level of eroticism because it looks like human spunk, you know.
Yes,
so
it does.
You can you know, squirt some on your step whatever's pussy and rub your whatever. Dick in it and make you think you're giving her a cream pie and you know whatever. I mean, or you know, I don't know what
you're whatever you want to do. Just with
use it for
fine.
Lubricant. someone asked us about is it good to be pegged with. I cannot speak to that.
It's fine on toys, though, so I guess it is.
It's good for fucking a woman. I'm guessing it's good for fucking a guy.
Well, if I use it for anal, I mean, it's fine.
Yeah. Yeah, technically, it's pegging.
Except I'm using a real dick.
Well, whatever.
Most of the time, I'm using a real dick.
Yeah. But you've used it with toys, and it's
fine. Yeah,
like
it's fine.
I said, it's water-soluble.
I even shaved with it the other night.
And how'd that go?
It worked well. I think I need better razor. I think my blade is getting dull, but it was nice because it was it left my skin feeling nice and smooth afterwards.
Okay,
like sometimes soap or whatever kind of leaves that film, and this just leaves a
moisturized.
It just moisturizes my skin.
So soft and silky, it's just gorgeous.
Like, oh, I wish I had a toy in there.
Oh my god, on your legs.
Wow, it's like my pussy's
right
there.
I wish
I had
something for my calves. vibrate my calves so hard and just make my calves pulsate and just, one more.
Actually, that would feel
make
pretty
my
good.
Thighs jealous. Look, kneecaps. Look what you can't have. Fuck them.
That would actually feel pretty good. I always love those commercials where they have the vibrator and they're using it on their neck. It's like this big dick-looking thing. And I'm like... Oh, personal, you know, massage wand. Yeah. It's like, it's a penis. Come on. It's a fucking penis.
I used to, like, on the boxes of vibrators. Yeah. It used to say, I can't say it does.
Right.
Now it's like, not for internal use.
It's like, are you kidding me? What do you think we're buying it for? Of course it's for internal use.
Out of every 1,000 you sell, maybe one person actually uses it as a neck massager, maybe. And then one day when they're rubbing their neck, they look at it and go,
Hey.
This could do something else. Yeah. Yeah. So, but I don't know.
Yeah.
So anyway, back to it. If the stepmom, grandmom, grandstepfather, grandfather, that's a fetish you haven't thought about, or you do think about it all the time, you know.
Yeah, reach out to us. We're trying to figure this one out.
Right? Yeah. I mean, we understand it to some degree. But, I mean, there's got to be some specifics. It can't be like, hey, my dad married a, 400-pound trailer park whore.
Oh, my God.
You know, like, yeah, I got to get me some of that. I'm going to slap her in the ass and ride the wave in. You know, no. It's, well, if that's what you want, good. Man, hey, go for it.
Hey, everybody.
I'm not judging to your face. Yeah, I'll judge behind your back, but that's different. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, enlighten us because I'm still like on the fence with this one.
So we're going to try to coordinate another one of the next shows. I'm not sure which one.
Oh, boy.
Where we have Mickey on the show with us again.
Oh, nice.
And the show is going to be about why it's better to fuck mature women.
We've been over that.
We've talked about it, but I went to mature women. I went to.
Oh, mature women.
I went more from your end of things.
I thought I'd been very explicit about that.
No.
Let's see what Mickey's...
You think because we mentioned it briefly one time that, we did a whole show on that. No, it didn't.
Okay, then I will definitely be a part of that.
Not, I did one show with Mickey alone. I'll do another show without
her. There you go.
She doesn't give me a hard time.
No, she's probably much more pleasant than I am.
You noticed that too, huh?
Yep. She's not married to you, that's why.
You noticed that too, huh? I think about that every day.
Oh. Oh, you couldn't be happier.
Donna! Meryl, go put some damn panties on Donna!
Oh, Jesus. One show, just one show, like not.
I didn't do it, the show with Mickey.
Of course not.
No. And actually, the show we did about the party, after party, I didn't do it.
Oh.
See, it shows what you pay attention. See, you think you know what we've talked about on these shows. Mm-hmm. Oh, we did a show. No, we didn't. Mm-hmm. You mentioned cum on a show one time. We don't need to talk about cum ever again. Jesus Christ. We did shows about sex. We have to keep talking about that on this Hot Wife podcast. We've covered swinging.
Good Lord.
We've talked about me fucking 1,700 guys in a week. Do we have to talk about it again? That's a different 1,700 guys. Come on. It's a new week. Come
well,
on.
I don't want to worry everybody you to know, death with the same thing.
The Olympics only come to town so often. I have that big a diversity.
Well, I'm working
and
on
all
that.
I got was a bronze medal. Motherfucker.
Gotta fuck harder, fuck longer. Gotta train more. Yeah.
Get some sponsorship.
Speaking of sponsors, our new sponsor, Spunk Lube. It's the only sponsor we really have.
That's okay. All right. We sponsor ourselves. So, so go to hotwifedonnalyn.com and see everywhere you can find her videos.
Oh, my God.
And, you know.
Yes.
So we've been kind of occupied, so some of the video production has been slow. But
that day job thing is getting in the way of my fun.
We got some stuff coming up, some shoots coming up. I got a brand new camera today.
Ooh, yeah, that is exciting. Maybe we'll do a whole show about your new camera when you're going to do it.
Oh, that's what people want to hear me talk about.
I want to see the results from it.
They want to see my focal length. How big a focal length do you have? Jesus.
So he was like a kid in a candy store. It's like, oh, new camera. Yeah.
I just got a text message from Steven, so.
Oh.
We'll end this, and I'm going to get on the phone with him.
Okay. So. We can definitely do that.
Yeah. All right, everyone. Thanks again for listening. Our numbers are growing. They're growing. It's impressive. Thank you again. I challenge you all to tell. We're not asking you for money. I'm not trying to sell you anything except Spunk Lube. we ask you to reach out to spunklube.com and check out the products. But so we just ask you, hey, challenge a friend to listen to it. Let's get some more listeners on whatever platform you may listen, whether it be Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Podbean, bunch of fuckers, man. We're on like 10 or something. I don't know, 10, 12 different ones, as well as you can just go to hotwavepodcast.online. And listen to it there. Yeah. It's free everywhere. You shouldn't have to pay for it. That's how I feel about sex, but yet I pay.
dearly.
Yeah. Even when I'm not getting it. want to thank you. Ask you. Try to get a friend or two to listen to the podcast. And then challenge them to get one or two friends to listen to the podcast.
Oh, that's a challenge.
We're just looking for, you know, more listeners to, you know, makes us feel better.
Yeah. Join in the fun.
So, again, send your any comments, statements, questions, themes for a show. Send it to hotwavepodcast@gmail.com. So, I'm going to say good night.
All right. Everybody have a wonderful evening.